gummers of a Long Island Sound. This is ThePeelPod.com coming to you from our makeshift studios overlooking lovely Gardner's Island. Today is Thursday, the 16th of August, 2012. On this date, in 1871, Zakaria Paliashvili, Georgian composer and conductor, was born in Georgia's second largest city, Kutaisi. The Tbilisi Opera and Ballet Theater bears his name. Rosatsum Shia Zakaria. 1888, T.E. Lawrence of Arabia was born. Read The Seven Pillars of Wisdom if you have not. It is a fabulous book. In 1896, gold was discovered in the Yukon. In 1920, poet Charles Bukowski is born. In 1945, Puyi, the last Chinese emperor and ruler of Manchukuo, was captured by Soviet troops. In 1955, Paul Robeson, then the most famous African-American in the world, lost his appeal to be able to have a passport and travel abroad. In 1958, Madonna, American singer and actress and advocate for pussy riot rights, was born. In 1960, Cyprus gained its independence from the United Kingdom. In 1974, on this date, punk rock pioneers The Ramones play their first show in a New York club, CBGB's. Idi Amin died 9 years ago today, in peace, in Saudi Arabia, something that it would be kind of nice if Hafez al-Assad would consider doing. And Steve Carell is 50 years old today. My Georgian Journal and Fides Polyther column this week is about elections, about those who are on one side or the other very heavily, and the more interesting group of people who are unaffiliated. Those who want to keep a little bit of distance on the matters, if interested, go to the Georgian Journal website and see it. It is there on the left. The Georgian version should be up in Kavidis Polythros' site in a few days. So, big stories today. On Monday, Civil.ge reported UNM's majoritarian candidates in Tbilisi, the 10 single-mandate constituencies. In Tatsminda, Archil Geganava will run against Zaza Papuashvili, the Georgian Dream candidate. He's an actor. Archil Geganava, his campaign office has been open for quite a while on the corner of Alexander Chavchavadze Street in the old Ministry of Justice building. It was recently sold for $1 million. I'm not sure to who. In Kurtsanisi district, National Movement's David Sakvaralidze, the former first deputy chief prosecutor, will be competing against Shota Karabareli, the 1980 Olympic judo champion. In Vake, UNM's candidate is Georgi Karabelashvili, the former deputy minister of economy. He will run against Shalva Shavgulidze from the Free Democrats. In Isani, Georgi Vashadze, deputy minister of justice, will be against Georgian Dream's Nukri Kantaria, who's the co-founder of the Georgian Academy, a group of opposition-minded celebrities, many of whom had been on Bidzina's payroll. Georgi Vashadze, the deputy justice minister, was a person dealing with Lazika. He was also very important in streamlining the public and civil registry systems. In Samgori, Misha Machavadiani, first deputy speaker of the Georgian parliament, I think he's also the head of the National Movement Party, will run against Zura Abashidze of the Free Democrats. Abashidze is a longtime friend of Alassania's, and was also on the Tbilisi Sacre Bulo. Misha Machavadiani, by the way, is one of the very few politicians to survive the Shevardnadze era. He was the Minister of Revenue under Shevardnadze and served as an MP for a while, too. In Dudube District, Georgi Chachanidze, member of the Tbilisi Sacre Bulo, will be the ruling party's candidate against Georgian Dream's Otsneba's Vakhtang Khmaladze, member of the Republican Party, constitutional scholar, been around for a long time. In Chukureti, Andro Alavidze, UNM, will go against Victor Dolidze from the Free Democrats and a member of the Sacre Bulo. In Guldani District, UNM's Sacre Bulo member Nikolos Khachirashvili is a former deputy mayor of Tbilisi. He's going against the Otsneba candidate, who's actor Soso Jachviliani. In Nadzala Devi district, the sitting incumbent MP Mehta Samidashvili, who nobody's ever heard of, will go up against Ted Tsulukiani from the Georgian Dream. She's a deputy chair of Free Democrats. In Sabartalo district, Andrea Urushadze, deputy Tbilisi mayor and former minister of health, will run against Dato Usupashvili from the Republican Party, running for Otsneba. Opposition, Christian Democratic Movement, has nominated most of the candidates for the single mandate constituencies in Tbilisi as party leader Gheorghe Targamadze, formerly right-hand man of Aslan Abashidze and Ajada before Shevardnadze resigned. He announced nominations. He also stated that if his party comes to power, electricity distribution companies in Tbilisi and the rest of Georgia will be nationalized. Uh-huh. Georgia has two new ministers. The now former energy minister, Alexander Ketaguri, was appointed finance minister, according to Prime Minister Vano Merabashvili. Ketaguri replaced Dmitry Gvindadze, who was appointed deputy head of the increasingly important Partnership Fund, which is headed by former Prime Minister Nika Gilaudi. Ruling party member of parliament, Vakhtang Balavadze, will replace Ketaguri in energy. Vano announced these changes in Ozurgeti-Guria region, explaining that Ketaguri's success in the energy ministry was motivation behind his appointment as finance minister. According to civil.ge, on Tuesday, the Court of Appeals upheld a lower court decision to oppose a 20 million lari fine, about 12.3 million U.S. dollars, on Bidzina, as well as 17 million lari fine, about 10 million U.S. dollars, on former footballer Kaja Kaladze. Same time, the court also upheld the lower court's decision to fine 16 people for alleged unlawful finance contributions to the Georgian Dream. According to This Affects You, the Soros-driven legal advocacy media watchdog entity, Georgia's political playing field is not level. On August 10th, the group released a statement lambasting state agencies for their bias in favor of the ruling party and against the opposition. The large fines imposed on Bidzina and ex-footballer Kaladze were cited as examples. Georgian public defender Gheorghe Turushi has asked the parliament to amend the criminal code to allow an individual to appeal to the court when his or her private property has been impounded. Though the office has no official capacity to assess the judiciary's verdicts, the public defender's office is currently looking into cases concerning Global TV, Maestro, and several other legal entities. The Lost Day of the War is a film which several Russian generals, it's on YouTube in Russian, several Russian generals, including the head of Russian peacekeepers in South Ossetia, heavily criticized Medvedev for being indecisive and allegedly leaving them to be battered by Georgian forces on the first day of combat. The documentary criticizes both Medvedev and Defense Minister Serdyukov, the architect of Russia's military reforms. It praises Putin for taking control of the situation. The film appears to be an attempt to tarnish Medvedev and the technocrats, and thus to solidify Putin's support from hardliners. From Beelpod.com's Austrian correspondent, on July 27th, Eric Rebasso, an Austrian business lawyer, was kidnapped from a garage in Vienna. He has not been found. Rebasso's law firm has worked for Russian clients and also served as the main office for the World Congress of Nations of Georgia. This organization was set up by Alexander Ebralidze in 2009. Ebralidze is a St. Petersburg-based businessman born in Batumi who made his money through nightclubs, casinos, and hotels in St. Petersburg in the 90s. In 2009, Ebralidze gave interviews to Georgian TV stations saying that in 2013, he wanted to become the next president of Georgia. At the time, ruling party MP Gheorghe Targamadze claimed that the failed Mukhrovani military mutiny was supported by Ebralidze, who, he suggested, had links to Vladimir Putin. Various Russian media reports have also linked Ebralidze with Putin. The Austrian news magazine Profil reported this week that registration for the World Congress of Nations in Austria was carried out by Levan Pirveli, a Georgian businessman and former pro-Russian opposition guy who lives in Vienna and has close relations with the right-wing populist Austrian Freedom Party. Pierrevelli has reportedly quit the World Congress of Nations of Georgia over a fight with Ebralidze. The only thing I remember about Levon Pierrevelli, if I got this correctly, is that he was a majoritarian member of parliament in Mestia and Svaneti. And I remember, I think it was before the 1999 elections, that he brought a bunch of food up to warehouses, stopping off and having the people delivering it, ask for directions everywhere and get in discussions with everybody, letting them know that there was all sorts of goodies in the truck, put it in a warehouse, and then everybody was waiting for it to be delivered around. And he said, well, no, that would be a violation of the election law, so we have to give it out after the elections, and we'll see how things go. I always thought it was a very clever tactic. Georgia will award its athlete the largest monetary prize of any country in the world. Georgia Olympic champions who receive gold medals receive $1.2 million. Silver and bronze winners get $30,000 and $20,000, respectively. Bad news for IDPs waiting to return home to South Ossetia. South Ossetian leader Leonid Tibilov said that Georgian villages ruined during the August 2008 war will be further demolished. That territory will be used for agricultural and industrial development, not as settlements anymore, according to the Russian daily Izvestia. Civil.ge reports that breakaway Abkhazia's government claimed that a member of Georgian saboteurs' squad was killed in Gali on August 13th. Media.ge reports that on August 14th, journalist Nodar Chachua of Bidzina's Channel 9 discovered his apartment in disarray, but his door lock undamaged. He called the police. Chachua doubts that this was a robbery attempt and links this to an incident several weeks ago. An unidentified person tried to blackmail him for information regarding TV staff and Georgian Dreams leaders. Media.ge reports that former Channel 9 Batumi correspondent Tadiel Tseshladze told a press conference on July 15th that he may sue the TV company for dismissing him from his post. Seems like some complicated argument about who got to put their camera where or something like that. Today, prominent French-Armenian singer Charles Aznavour will give his first concert in Georgia during the opening of Rabat, the rehabilitated fortress in the southwestern region of Akhaltsikhe. The singer's father was a native of Akhaltsikhe. On Tuesday, Georgian Dreams leaders met with representatives of international organizations and individuals from various embassies in Georgia. Former ambassador of Georgia to the UN, Irakli Alassania, and head of the Free Democrats, described the meeting regarding the pre-election campaigns and violations as successful. Alassania will run for majoritarian seat in Zubdidi in Samegrelo. U.S. Republican Senator from Indiana Richard Lugar met with Misha on August 12th and toured the U.S.-funded bio laboratory in Tbilisi's outskirts. He also attended the groundbreaking ceremony for the Georgian National Center for Disease Control, which will house the offices of the U.S. Centers of Disease Control's Global Disease Directions Program, as well as the Walter Reed Army Institute of Research. Misha said that the Soviets never made such a big investment in Georgia. This really is a huge investment. It had all sorts of problems for many years, and, I mean, not necessarily caused by Georgia. I think probably just too many beltway bandits, sticking their fingers in there. But it's a really big laboratory and quite serious and could be a very, very good thing for Georgia. On Monday, editor-in-chief of Tabula magazine, Tamara Cergolaishvili, protested against Maestro TV's taking her quotes regarding Irakli Alassania, leader of the Free Democrats, out of context. She says Maestro's actions were deliberate, and she plans to appeal this to the channel's self-regulatory body. As reported in Civil.ge, the European delegation voiced concerns over Medvedev's recent visit to Skhinvali, saying it was not compatible with the principles of sovereignty and territorial integrity of Georgia. In response to Transparency International Georgia, the hardest-working NGO in Georgia's statement on July 27th, that the Georgian embassy in Washington was using administrative resources to discredit Bidzina, which it clearly was, by the way, the Georgian Foreign Ministry stated on August 9th that the statement was groundless. Georgia, which sent a total of 35 sportsmen to the London Olympics Games, ended the games with seven total medals, one gold, three silver, and three bronze, all in judo and wrestling. Vidzina Ivanishvili's son, Bera Ivanishvili, launched GDS-TV, a new entertainment channel, on August 14th. According to Media.ge, its programs are available online and via the Global TV cable provider available throughout Georgia. Black Sea Press reports that Channel 9 has undergone authorization for cable broadcasting, meaning cable broadcasting is now authorized for Channel 9. Vidzina called Nino Bourgenadze a patriotic politician after the former Speaker of Parliament decided not to run in the election and called on the public to participate in the vote. Interesting way to look at it, but I mean, I guess it's good that she said that. Georgia plans to set up and fund a local project in Georgia that will Google plans to set up and fund a project in Georgia that will make Google's products more available in the Georgian language, as well as improve the country's system of Google Maps. The project manager of this program, Devon Lan, met with officials from the Ministry of Economy in Tbilisi to discuss it. Primetime ad slots at Rustavi 2 and Imedi TV are about 9 times cheaper than during the 2010 local election period, Civil.ge reports. The maximum price at Rustavi 2 is 6,250 lari for a slot during its late-night comedy TV series. The cheapest rates are available at Channel 9, where a political ad price ranges from 100 to 390 lari per minute. Georgian Dream will hold a pre-election rally in Rustavi Shartava Square on August 19th. The city's municipality plans to offer an alternative venue, according to Interpress News. Let's see where it ends up. Opposition-minded Free Georgia suggests all political parties conduct a joint poll ahead of the October 1st parliamentary elections, according to Black Sea Press. This is a great initiative. Let's see if the ruling party is interested in having that discussion. On Sunday, Georgian rescuers found the body of a Russian alpinist who fell down and died while climbing Ushba in Svaneti. He was ascending with 2 other alpinists from Ushba's northern slope, according to Black Sea Press. On August 14th, rescuers managed to reach the Armenian alpinist Andronik Miribidyan and to bring him down from Ushba. He had sent out a message for assistance on August 9th. Black Sea Press reports that a driver died and another person was injured on Monday night when a truck transporting liquefied natural gas crashed into a barrier at the Rikoti section of the East-West Highway. Ruling Party received about $8.77 million U.S. dollars in financial donations between June 20th and August 9th, according to Civil.ge. This is 9 times more than the funds received by Bidzina's Georgian Dream Coalition during that same period. The presidential program Smiling Georgia was launched in western Georgia's Guria region on Monday, initiated in December by Misha. The program seeks to provide free dental treatment for citizens over 50 in villages where such services are unavailable. In this program, buses equipped with dental appliances and doctors will travel around Georgia, giving elderly people beautiful smiles. The program will continue until the end of 2012, according to Net Gazette, right after the elections. Georgian Prime Minister's Office reported on August 13th that the total number of job seekers in Georgia has reached 763,000. The state will serve as a guarantor of farmers' harvest sales, Medvashvili said on Tuesday at a meeting of local farmers in the town of Ozergeti in Guria. That's certainly interesting. Let's see how that program gets fleshed out and what it means, who actually carries the insurance policy and how it works. A media report released by the Human Rights Center on August 13th asserts that social ads aired on TVs on Georgian TVs carry political messages in favor of Misha's party, the United Democrats National, United National Movement. On September 18th, EBRD is likely to allocate $33 million U.S. dollars of long-term credit for the development of the smart supermarket chain in Georgia. The oil company Vsoil is the owner of Smart. Sarke Information Agency reports that JSC Liberty Consumer, formerly Galton Taggart Capital, Galton Taggart named after the characters in Ayn Rand's Atlas Shrugged, formerly a part of Bank of Georgia, started by Lotto Gorgonidze, former prime minister. They plan to sell, this is Liberty Consumer, plans to sell 7.8% of supermarket chain Popoli and 8% in Georgian Card, the banking cards processing center. As you remember, there's been a lot of discussion about Popoli and where that's moving and to who and under which circumstances. Every week we have an indicator from GeoCapital. Disclosure, I'm a shareholder. GeoCapital, which is the coolest microfinance organization in Georgia. For those interested in debt financing, they offer high interest rates to borrowers and low interest to lenders and low interest rates to borrowers. So the number this week is 3.9%, which is the number of Georgians who believe that marriage is an outdated institution. After Indonesia, 3.8%, this is the lowest number of all countries polled in the World Value Survey. The least traditional country is Andorra, a very small little country between Spain and France, where 37.9% of the people believe that getting married is a rather outdated thing to do. The population of its bigger neighbor, Spain, is not as conservative as one would think. 31.6% of the population there does not believe in marriage. Announcements. There's an exhibition of Georgian artist and designer Petre Otsheli. It's on display in the National Gallery until September 10th and is fantastic. Go see it. Otsheli had a revolutionary impact on Georgian theater in the last century. If I'm not mistaken, he was killed in 1937. Go check that out. It's really amazing. The gallery is open. Now, National Gallery, this is the Blue Gallery right next to the Tbilisi Marriott, is open 10 to 6 every day. The Kolga movies across from Rustaveli Metro by McDonald's. Since Otar Left, which is a French and Georgian movie, is tomorrow, Friday the 17th. The Lives of Others, great German movie about the Stasi, is Monday, August 20th. 4 months, 3 weeks, 2 days, a Romanian movie in 2008 on Wednesday, August 22nd, is a fantastic movie about an abortion. It's heavy, heavy going, but a really, really great movie. They're all shown in original language with English subtitles beginning at 8 o'clock at Domkino. And the finger of the week is flipped off to Mr. Tibilov, leader appointed by the FSB to run South Ossetia. You know, the thing is that no matter what you think about the 2008 war, is that there was ethnic cleansing that happened. Now, we all understand why the EU and the U.S. didn't want to go to war with Russia over South Ossetia, but there was ethnic cleansing. If you don't believe that, take a look at the aerial photographs taken by Human Rights Watch over the months. So, Comrade Tibilov, who was appointed to run the place after the population voted for Alla Georgieva, and she was then beaten up and sidelined, you know, he says that, well, you know, we're just going to plow under all these villages. And, you know, let's remember, at this late date, in 2008, in Europe, there, you know, has been thousands and thousands of people ethnically cleansed out of where they live. That's it for this week. My Twitter address is at TXTBUK. That's Tango, X-Ray, Tango, Bravo, Uniform, Kilo. Our email is tbilpod, TBLPOD, at gmail.com. Send us any ideas for stories or anything we ought to know or any corrections. Or post any comments on our form of our website, which is tbilpod.com, TBLPOD.com. And from the seminal 1960s album, Home of the Blues, featuring all New Orleans R&B greats of the day, this is Oompa-Doo by Jesse Hill. I want to tell you about Oompa-Doo.